17-year-old Zoe Lassard is a senior at Juno Douglas High School, Yada'at Kahle. She sits on the Juno School Board as a student representative. At meetings, she typically gives updates on school dances and sports.
There are home hockey games taking place this weekend.
But during a meeting last October, she got up from where she normally sits for board meetings and sat at the testifier seat.
My name is Zoe Lassard. I'm speaking for myself, not the school.
Lassard spoke after more than an hour of comments from teachers and community members sharing their experience about working without a new contract. Some spoke about taking multiple jobs to make ends meet. Others said they were overwhelmed with the workload. During her testimony in support of teachers, Lassard got emotional.
These people were and are my advocates, my friends, my support, and some of them my family. My teachers have pushed me to be better and go into my future with confidence. Please allow them to continue to do this.
Now, outside of the board setting, Lassard is continuing to speak out. She wants to send an even stronger message. So she turned to the high school's student government last week with a drafted message.
I cannot say what I really want to say at school board meetings, and I thought it would be a powerful statement if it was approved by the whole student council.
The high school's governing body of more than 40 students unanimously approved the statement. Lassard is part of the student government because of her school board role. The written statement speaks to the need to have contracts that adequately pay teachers. Here's Lassard reading a part of the statement during an interview with KTOO.
We as the Juno Douglas High School Yada'at Kahle student government are completely appalled at the superintendent and school board's lack of action about this matter. We do not support your decision to leave teachers and support staff with insufficient contracts.
Lassard has some personal insight into teachers' lives. Her dad is a teacher. But she says students in general notice and see the impact not having a new contract has on teachers.
If they are stressed, if their needs aren't getting met, if they need to work one or two other jobs, we notice. And we notice because they aren't able to focus on teaching as much as they would like to, which is by no means their fault.
The statement also brings up teacher vacancies. Based on reports from early January, the Juno School District has more than 40 open teaching and staff positions. Bella Reyes-Boyer is the student body president at the high school. Her mom is a veteran teacher and now the school's librarian. Last year, Reyes-Boyer volunteered at an elementary school and says she saw the effect teacher vacancies have on students.
So I really got to see firsthand how important having those paraeducators and like teachers who are actually able to accommodate each student individually and how important that really is. It was really apparent that there is a lack of like specialized teachers for certain students.
Lassard says many students don't know much about the contract negotiations, so she's trying to educate her peers. She wants them to speak to the board in support of teachers.
I would hope people come and testify for their teachers and support staff at the next school board meeting, that they tell the school board how much the teachers and the staff and the schools matter to them and how that's what they need to be investing in for everybody's like future.
The district and the bargaining units for teacher and staff unions have met this winter, but no new meetings have been scheduled as of Tuesday afternoon. The school board is holding several budget-specific meetings in the coming weeks, including a budget public forum on February 5th. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.